This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Tens of thousands of pilgrims crowded St. Peter's Square Wednesday for Pope Francis's weekly general audience. Pope Francis continued his catechesis for the Jubilee Year of Mercy and said, "True prayer is born of a heart which repents of its faults and failings, yet pleads for the grace to live the great commandment of love of God and neighbor."
È la parabola del fariseo e del pubblicano.
Pope Francis was referring to the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, in which Jesus contrasts the arrogance and self-righteousness of the Pharisee's prayer with the tax collector's humble recognition of his sinfulness and the need for the Lord's mercy. In his prayer, the Pharisee showed off his own merits and displayed a sense of superiority towards other men, the Pope said. He prayed to God, but in truth, he was really interested in himself.
Ma in realtà è uno sfoggio dei propri meriti.
He acts as if he were Lord of the Temple. The Pharisee despised people commonly seen as impure, sinners, such as the tax collector, the Pope asserted, but God loves all men and does not despise sinners.
E non disprezza i peccatori.
It is not enough, then, he said, to ask ourselves how much we pray. We must also ask ourselves how we pray.
Dobbiamo anche chiederci come preghiamo.
It's important, the Pope said, to examine our hearts and eradicate arrogance and hypocrisy. It is also important to rediscover the value of intimacy and silence amid the frenetic pace of daily life, because it is there that God meets us and speaks to us.
Perché è lì che Dio ci incontra e ci parla.
The Pharisee makes his way confidently towards the temple, said the Pope, but he is unaware of having lost the way towards his heart. The tax collector, on the other hand, comes to the temple humble and repentant. His was a beautiful prayer, the Pope said, inviting the faithful to recite it with him three times. Lord, have pity on me, for I am a sinner. The parable, he stressed, shows us that being righteous or sinners is not a question of social standing, but of how we act towards God and others. Humbly recognizing his sin, the tax collector begs for God's mercy and shows all of us the necessary condition to receive God's forgiveness. It is he, the despised one, who becomes the icon of the true believer. Arrogance, the Pope concludes, compromises every good action and empties prayer of meaning. Arrogance may keep our prayers from reaching God, but the humility of the poor in heart will throw open the doors to his mercy.
L'umiltà del misero lo spalanca.
Pope Francis also recalled that this Friday the Church celebrates the Solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, which he said this year is enriched by the Jubilee for priests. 3 days of prayer and reflection among clergy and seminarians began here in Rome Wednesday to mark the Jubilee. The Pope invited everyone to pray the entire month of June and to support with closeness and affection their priests so that they always reflect the image of the Sacred Heart full of merciful love. I'm Tracy McClure.